From Public Radio International, this is America Abroad, the show that brings global issues home. I'm Madeline Brand. On a Sunday afternoon, the week before Christmas, journalist Laura Halminen smashed her laptop with a hammer. It sparked and it smoked. And her act set off a chain of events that led to one of the biggest debates about security and press freedom in recent Finnish history. A day before she attacked her computer, Laura had co-authored a big investigative piece in Finland's largest and oldest newspaper. The article included images of highly classified documents about the Finnish Intelligence Research Center. That's a branch of the military whose mandate is so secret that for years, Finnish journalists had fought in court to get some documents about it released, and they lost. But Halminen got the documents from a whistleblower, and to protect her source, she took the extreme measure of hammering her laptop into a smoldering mess. When Halminen called for help putting out the fire, not only did fire trucks arrive at her Helsinki apartment, so did the police, and later the KRP, which is like Finland's FBI. They suspected Halminen was destroying evidence. And so they searched her home. They seized her broken laptop, her phone, her USB sticks, all without a warrant from a judge. And from there, things only got more intense.
Hallitus ja presidentti saavat tiedustelusalaisuuksien.
Halminen and her editor argue that the documents are of profound public interest. They relate to how the country conducted intelligence and whether some of those techniques might be used to illegally spy on Finnish citizens. On the other side is the Finnish government, which has to protect 5.5 million Finns against one of the most powerful forces in the world, the Russian army. Russia, after all, is right next door to Finland. Our producer, Shoshi Shmulevitz, picks up the story.
Helsingin Sanomat's publication of classified intelligence documents sent a tremor through the country. For years, Finns have wondered about the mysterious military base located deep in a forest in central Finland. What did the Finnish Intelligence Research Center even do? According to the article, the center uses signals intelligence methods to spy on the Russian military. Now that it was finally out in the open, a lot of Finns weren't happy with the newspaper. Readers called in and wrote letters to the editor criticizing the paper for giving away military secrets and potentially antagonizing Russia.
There's been a lot of reaction and I would say overreaction.
That's Martin Shainen, a Finnish professor of international law at the European University Institute. He spent years at the UN working to protect human rights in the course of counterterrorism efforts. Shainen is more concerned about the government's response to the article.
The president of the republic, Sauli Niinistö himself, called for a criminal investigation of the newspaper, its editor-in-chief, and the individual journalists who wrote the article. High-ranking government officials, including the Minister of Defense, have accused the newspaper of being unpatriotic.
There is a crime called disclosure of a national secret.
Päivi Korpisaari is a professor of communications law at Helsinki University. Disclosure of a national secret is a rarely used section of the criminal code. Korpisaari doubts the journalists would have even imagined the possibility of such charges.
Usually, the journalists think that the one who is leaking the information illegally is the only one who is responsible.
But in fact, according to the criminal code,
a person who unlawfully publishes information on a matter that has been classified as secret shall be sentenced to imprisonment for at least 4 months and at most 4 years.
And it's quite important that this is in the chapter of the penal code that relates to treason and related offenses.
While this law is on the books, Finland has also had laws about government transparency for over 200 years. And it currently ranks third in the world for press freedom. In Finland, charging journalists with treason would be an extraordinary measure.
I don't remember any case where somebody had been charged of this crime.
In fact, says Korpisaari, this is the first time that classified documents relating to national security have been leaked to and published by the Finnish press. So what did Helsingin Sanomat publish that could pose such a grave threat to national security? The part of the article that's most criticized is the pictures.
Graphic images of the way the documents have been marked as secret.
But law professor Shainen doesn't think they're a problem. because the pictures only show small parts of the documents, all of which are over a decade old.
There was no technical information published that would reveal any secrets about the actual methods of surveillance.
Furthermore, those technical details were already public knowledge.
And there I find strange how this now could be a threat to national security when the same things were reported in a different light earlier by another newspaper.
I tend to take the view that in case those who know about these things, if they classified something, then there is a reason for that.
That's Hanna Smith. She's the academic director at the Helsinki-based European Center of Excellence for Countering Hybrid Threats. Hybrid, meaning not just military and political threats, but also informational, things like Twitter bots and fake news. Smith's research focuses on Russia, Finland's neighbor to the east. And she says, one reason the document leak is problematic is that most of it deals with spying on Russia.
There was a huge worry relating to Russia.
That's because Finnish history is pockmarked by Russian aggression, multiple wars, and 100 years of Russian imperial rule. Even after Finland finally gained its independence in 1917, the Russian threat never really went away.
It's not that Finland is afraid of Russia, but they know that they need to be all the time wary that Russia has a kind of interest beyond its own borders.
As a small country of just 5.5 million people, Finland can't afford to antagonize Russia. That's why, for instance, Finland hasn't joined NATO, the military alliance between the US and much of Western Europe.
Russia took the stand of actually threatening Finland. You know, bad things will happen to Finland in case it will join NATO.
To get the point across, Russia sometimes sends military jets into Finnish airspace. Smith says if Russia were to attack, Finland doesn't expect anyone to swoop in to the rescue.
So the whole kind of Finnish security thinking today is that we need to somehow to take care of ourselves and as long as possible to be able to hold out.
Making Russia think twice about attacking means Finland needs to maintain a defensive edge. Rigorous and secret intelligence programs. Putting classified information about the Finnish Intelligence Research Center out in the open could erode that defensive edge. Ilkka Kanerva would agree. He's the chairman of the Defense Council in the Finnish parliament. Days after the news story came out, he gave an interview to the government TV network YLE. He says that in addition to the obvious risks, meaning Russian intelligence, this document leak indicates that Finland can't be trusted to keep secrets. This, he says, has caused difficulties with Finland's national security partners. The leaked documents about Finland spying on Russia are a real cause for concern. But Smith, like Shannon, concedes that the information the newspaper printed doesn't seem that sensitive. What's worrying is the leak itself.
How this type of a material got to a journalist.
How can we know the leaker wasn't compromised, that he or she wasn't influenced by Russia? The editor-in-chief of Helsingin Sanomat, Kaius Niemi, gave a TV interview. The interviewer asks, how can you be sure the article won't harm national security? Niemi says, we vetted our sources. We also made sure there wasn't anyone behind the source trying to influence the story, and we understood all the risks. If the real national security threat isn't the information the paper printed, but rather the leak itself, then why did the authorities focus on the journalists more than the leaker? Where did the leak even come from? Martin Shannon has a theory.
I would say the possibility that the leak comes from the president's office has triggered a strong reaction as a kind of defensive mechanism, and then you blame the journalists. But I find it highly likely that the authorities already know who the leaker is, even if that is not discussed in the public.
He thinks what's really happening is that the journalists are being punished for throwing a wrench into a new bill that would allow for mass surveillance of Finnish citizens. The Helsingin Sanomat article revealed the scope of the surveillance program and the extreme level of secrecy around it. And in doing so, it showed that the type of surveillance Finnish lawmakers want to legalize may already have been going on for years.
As the legislation in the making is quite sensitive and problematic, authorities may feel a degree of panic that they're getting a bad reputation.
Shannon says the fact that the government wants to build a legal framework around these surveillance programs is a good thing. The problem is that these policies were never open to public debate.
And this is done completely secretly without transparency.
It could take months to conclude the investigation into whether the journalists committed treason. But whether or not they're convicted, Shannon says this has already had a chilling effect on press freedom. The original article promised a whole series of stories about the leaked documents. But since the investigation began, the newspaper hasn't released anything significant.
People think that Finland is a model country for freedom of expression, but actually, respect for freedom of expression has not been internalized.
At the very least, concerns about press freedom and government transparency are not taking precedence over fears about Russia. An overwhelming majority of Finns just voted to re-elect President Sauli Niinisto, a conservative known for being extremely cautious with Russia. This public support could make it easier to pass the surveillance bill. 1 month after the newspaper article came out, the coalition government decided to expedite that vote on the surveillance bill, saying that national security concerns had recently become more urgent.
That was Shoshi Shmulevitz, who co-produced that story with Finnish reporter Mari Karppinen.